Hare Krishna, everyone. A very warm welcome to each one of you. We welcome you to our monthly Chetna festival, the Festival of Joy. Myself, Diksha, and I am your host for today. So I am hoping you and your families are safe and doing good during these tough times of pandemic. So today we are here with a very interesting topic, and the topic is on the way to happiness. But before we start with the session, let us all welcome Shikha for a short kirtan, and I request you all to close your eyes and sing along and feel the positivity surrounding you while chanting the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome, Shikha.
Thank you so much. So let's start our kirtan.
Yes, sure.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Thank you.
Shekha, for the wonderful kirtan. Thanks a lot. Now, let us all welcome Kalandi Mataji, our speaker for today. So, I am sure we all can relate to the topic on the way to happiness, because everyone wants to be happy in life. All of us want to keep our hearts free from hate. We want our minds free from worry and fill our lives with happiness. And today's session is all about learning our way to happiness. So we'll all welcome Kalandi Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji. So before starting the session, I would like to give a short introduction for Mataji. So Mataji has got her degree of medicine from KEM Hospital, Mumbai in the year 1992, and her post-graduation in anesthesiology along with a diploma in anesthesiology from College of Physicians and Surgeons in 1995. She is currently working as a senior consultant in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Mira Road. Mataji joined the ISKCON movement in year 1989 and has been a strict follower of Vedic principles since then. Mataji is also a regular speaker in our Chetna festival, and she has been guiding and inspiring so many young girls like us. We welcome you, Mataji. Thank you so much for being there for the session today.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Abhyanti Vyantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshitarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Diksha, for a very kind introduction. And I, at the outset, I would also like to thank committee of Chetna Festival, to give me this opportunity to be with all of you today. We are having this Chetna festival from Shishi Radha Gopinath Temple at ISKCON Chowpatty since almost two decades now. And till now we used to have our monthly Chetna festival in our temple hall at Girgaon Chowpatty. But due to this COVID pandemic, since last year, it was last year July month that we had our first Chetna festival online, and since then we are having these online sessions. And I thank all of you very much to regularly be in touch with all of us and regularly attend our sessions and many other sessions which our Chetna committee also holds in a month. So today's topic we have chosen is on the way to happiness. So naturally, everybody wants to be happy. That's a quest of everybody in life, that pursuit of happiness which keeps everybody going on in life. And what is this happiness? If we go by definition, it's a sense of, it's a feeling of a joy or feeling of a satisfaction and a feeling of contentment, sense of emotional well-being. So different, we have a variegated types of people in the world, and different people, as per their own nature, they find happiness in different things. Some people, many people, they enjoy to eat good food. So, and in fact, it is said that we are supposed to live, eat to live our life, but many people live to eat food like that. And that's why we see that even during COVID pandemic, Swiggy and Zomato and these kind of apps are there and they are fully running, you know. In between, there were, during lockdown, it was a joke circulating on WhatsApp. Anybody wants to just land the Zomato t-shirt, then I will can go out at least, you know, like that. So good food is one of the things which gives happiness to all kinds of people, children, middle age, old age, everybody. Then some people, they find in happiness hanging out with their friends. Some people find happiness going out, going on movies. If they can't go out in COVID pandemic, then nowadays because of the technology, we have just at a fingertip, we have all entertainment is there. Many people find joy in, they are called fitness freaks, you know. They just enjoy doing exercises, keeping their body healthy and keeping their body toned up. And in fact, we have Bollywood celebrities. Some Bollywood celebrities, they are literally fitness freaks. They pose themselves, and they always in their public appearances also, they keep giving message that everybody should be very much taking care of their health and everything. And in fact, these celebrities are known for their lifestyles. In spite of being Bollywood celebrity, they sleep at 9 or 10 o'clock in the night. They get up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and start working out. So they really enjoy their fitness regime. Then there are some people who love music. Some people love art, some people love reading. I know one family friend, they had gone on a tour abroad. And this person, he loves reading so much that the family would go around everywhere, you know, to see various monuments and various gardens and everything. This person will sit in one corner and just read the books. For him, other things didn't matter at all. He was just reading his books and he was finding that joy in that, you know. Some people love to travel. There are many people we have heard, if we are regularly in touch with news, there are many people who roam around the world. They have ambition to go around continents, all the continents. They have been on cycle, sometimes walking. And during pandemic also, we have been reading the news that there are some people who just left their house and they are living in their car and so many things. So the people just live, they just love, they find that happiness and joy in the traveling. So they will do anything for that. Like that, so various things. And some there we find some people their joy is just to sleep, you know. So if the Sunday comes, they say, aaj 11 baje ke pehle uthne ka nahi hai, this is my happiness, aur kuch bhi nahi karne ka hai, sona hai sirf, like that, you know. So, but most of the time, how are our minds conditioned to think that what is the thing that we are, it's giving happiness? So from childhood, we are, our mind is just like we keep feeding computer, so our mind is also has continuously got information that if you do like this in life, then you will be happy. So our mind is programmed in that way, very systematic way, you know. So from childhood, we, their parents or elders or what is our surrounding, our circumstances, it keeps telling us how to be, how to develop yourself in future, and that way, and how in future, if you do those things, then you will be happy. And the commonest thing is you have to earn money, you have to have a good job, should have a good education. And many a time, the whole impression is given that unless you have particular kind of looks, you can't be successful in life, you can't be happy otherwise, unless you have a minimum, nowadays the standard is, unless you have a minimum 3 BHK house, you can't be happy, unless you have a luxury car, you can't be happy. So these notions are there, fed, I mean, in our mind, you know, slowly, slowly. And media propaganda has very, very important role to play in that. But most of the time, everybody's desires are not fulfilled, and even they are fulfilled, even you achieve that, those things which you wanted in life, but they give you happiness for some time, and later on it's not making any difference. You are yearning for happiness somewhere else, you know. If I had goal to become rich and have my bank balance this much, once I achieve that goal, then that happiness, I am not content with that. I am looking for that feeling of joy, sense of emotional well-being, trying to search somewhere else. So this is the case with everybody. And that's where our function of our mind comes. So mind, in psychology, mind is called to have three functions. Function of thinking, function of feeling, and function of willing. So once you start thinking about something, and slowly, 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 you feel like that you want to achieve that goal, you know. So in Bhagavad Gita also, while Krishna was telling Arjuna, in second chapter, it is described, this verse is described, that Dehayato Vishyang Punsa Sangasteshu Vajayate Sangha Sanjayate Kama Kama Kruda Vajayate. And krodha bhavati samoha, samoha smriti vibhrama, smriti bhamshad buddhi nasho, buddhi nasho pranashyati. So whole, like while we are studying, we have a flow chart. Many times in our study, we have a flow chart. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is giving this flow chart of mind. So how does it begin? So dhyaya to vishyan pura, dhyaya matlab kisi pe dhyan karna. Once you start thinking about something, you start developing attachment about it. You start thinking. And then once you start thinking, if continuously some advertisement is coming, first time, it will not make so much difference to you. Second time, again, you may just ignore it. Third time, you will start seeing exactly, let me see, what is it, you know. It is giving advertisement of a particular mobile phone, you know. And then I might have very good model of mobile phone, but this is telling now this is the latest and it has this facility and that facility which is not there in older version. So slowly, slowly I will start thinking, yes, I need that, because the advertisement person makes you think that you need that. And that's how you develop a desire. Desire is called kama. Lust. Lust means very irresistible desire, very strong desire we develop. And sometimes it may be fulfilled, and if it doesn't get fulfilled, what happens? You get frustrated, you get angry. And if you become angry, what happens? We see so many people, because of anger, they have ruined their career, their life, everything. So when anger happens, you just forget what is there in surrounding, you know. You forget everything about yourself, your responsibility, your character, everything. And that is called delusion. You just totally not aware of things around and about your responsibility. So that is called delusion. And then what happens? Loss of memory. And then smriti bhramshat buddhi nasho. Brahm mein aagaye, baad mein buddhi ka bhi nash ho jata hai. Intelligence is also gone. It is destroyed basically. Nash means destroyed. Intelligence is destroyed. And once intelligence is destroyed, one is fallen down. Buddhi nasha pranashyati means one falls down in the material existence. So this is a flow chart Krishna gives. And this very much is very much applicable to us. And in our current scenario, wherever if we try to apply our desire to our desires, it will be very much applicable if we give a serious thought to it. So many times you may not be frustrated, desires are getting fulfilled, but it may be very short term. Like you may eat good food, but if you get sick, you can't eat good food. You can't enjoy good food. If your stomach is paining, same item which was watering your mouth, it will you will not even long want to look at it. So your choice will again change. You know, you might be fitness freak, but if you get sick, you can't do exercises. And once as your body is aging, then you will not be able to do workout that you are able to do at the age of 30 years. So many things are there, and entertainment, music, travel, all these things you may not be able to, although you may be loving to do it, but you may not be able to do because everybody has to do their jobs, their student has to study. So nobody says, I find happiness in the work. Very, very few people on the planet might be saying that, you know, that they just love their work and they are just happy in that. So, is this a quest of happiness, can it be permanent, can it be long lasting, is a big question. So, and is it a right thing that we are doing, always looking for happiness, always trying to search for things which can give us happiness. So, today's topic, we are going to a little bit touch on all these aspects and how developing certain attitudes in life, we can actually be successful at gaining a long-lasting happiness in our life. So there was a Saurabh Shah, this young 25-year-old boy, IT professional. As we know, IT professional, they really are busy. And this boy was working very hard, and most of the time he would work in night shifts, and because of the night shifts, after some time, he had a burnout. And then he really felt that he needs to take a break. He couldn't sleep other time of the day. His sleep pattern was disturbed. His bodily health was totally imbalanced. So then he thought that I need a break. And he thought of going to ashram, which he had heard of, that Swami Atmananda Ashram is there, where they give training in the yoga, practicing yoga, in yoga nidra, how to self-master your self, you know, and various kind of training to have a peaceful mind and peaceful life. So he went ahead, and there he stayed for 2 weeks and nicely gathered himself. There he felt a calling in his heart that he wants to do something else in life, you know. So, in the same ashram, they were giving training for farming, agriculture. So, Saurabh, he took training in organic farming, agriculture. There they teach how to study the soil and what all crops you can grow and how to grow crops and all details. So another 2 months it took, and he was now expert. And after he was trained, to him and his team, a project was given. They were given a piece of land and they were told to develop that piece of land, you know. So another 2 months it took for them to develop a piece of land, and then after 2 months, the whole piece of land was converted to a lush, green, beautiful garden. And they had named this garden as Ananda Kanan. Ananda means happiness and Kanan means a garden. So now after they developed this garden, Swami Atmanand came to supervise or to check out and to see how these people have done, you know. So as soon as they entered the area, it was so cool because it was lush green and they had grown a lot of aromatic flowers. So whole aroma was intoxicating in the area. And then Saurav was giving introduction that every part of the land, here we have grown this, here we have grown that. And then at the end he said that now I'm having a heart change. And I feel that I do not want to be part of a destruction for this environment. I want to contribute to the environment. And for that, I would just love to get involved in organic farming in my life. So Swami Atmananji, he was going through those different areas, and at the end he started speaking to Saurabh that it is very impressive that you have really skilled yourself in this farming, and now it is very, very inspiring to also hear that now you want to have a second thought and you want to change your life, how you want to live your life in future. But I have a doubt. I see only lush green greenery around. I don't see any yellow flowers or any dried plants or dried leaves. Because generally wherever we visit in nature, there is lush green and there are some dried leaves fallen here and there. But he's saying, I'm not able to see, so I'm surprised. So Saurabh said, yeah, because I removed all of them, you know. So then here, very nice lesson Swami Atmananji taught Saurabh. He said that life is not like a lush green garden, you know. It will not be always lush green. You may grow your plants, it will give flowers, it will be aromatic, but it doesn't last. Any plant doesn't last long. As the time goes, the plant will get shriveled, the leaves will fall off, and flower and fruit, they come according to the seasons. If a plant is giving you a flower or fruit, it has its own season, and if it is not its season, it will not give you fruit and flower. So generally the autumn is the season where all leaves fall off, and spring is the season when all the plants again rejuvenate themselves. So he said that life is like that. It will not be always lush green. Everything will not be nice as you expect throughout the life. There will be disappointments and failures. They are like yellow and dried leaves. And you have to accept it. And if you accept it nicely and utilize those things nicely, you can come out with flying color. Once you pass out that phase, you know. So in gardening also it is taught that now organic gardening, if you have dry leaves, if you have yellow leaves, they are not useless. You can make a very good organic manure out of it, and that can again, you can use it for further taking crop in the future. So those situations, if you accept it and take it nicely, then it will be useful to you. So we have to learn to face and not escape those situations. And similar thing Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. He is telling Arjuna that matras prashantu konteya sitoshna sukha dukhada agama payino nitya tam titikshasva bharata. He is saying matras prashantu konteya, O son of Kunti, this non-permanent appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress is like appearance and disappearance of winter and summer season. And one has to tolerate it. One has to learn to tolerate it. So this attitude of tolerance Krishna is teaching Arjun, that it's very, very important, because happiness and distress, Krishna is telling, it will come like a cycle. Once happiness is there, then distress will come, again happiness will come, again distress will come. So when distress comes, you don't have to get fully disappointed. You just have to tolerate. Tolerate means you have to just go through it and not get totally emotionally wiped out or disturbed and not able to do anything. You have to just learn to go through it with patience. So this tolerant attitude of tolerance, very, very important. Because unless you do that, you can't face the distress properly. And this happiness and distress are the two sides of one coin. Either happiness is there or distress is there. Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam said that just like distress comes on its own accord, you know. Nobody goes and invites distress. Now this difficulty should come in my life. No one goes and invites, but it still comes. So Prahlad Maharaj says that similarly, happiness also will come on its own accord. We should not be so much, so much hankering for it. We have to just, with patience and tolerance, we should learn to go through both. And distress is, three kinds of distress are described in scriptures, you know. Adi bhautik, adi daivik, and adi atmik. Three kinds of, all the kinds of distress we face in our life, they can be categorized under any one of these three. So adi daivik is the natural calamities. Natural calamities like cyclone, tornado, floods, drought, these are natural calamities, which nobody has controlled. The best ever scientist and best, most powerful country of USA also has to escape and run away from those things. They cannot control it. So this distress is there. These kind of problems will come. Then second type of problems come, adi bhautik. Problems which have come into your life because of people around you. Either they can be human beings, or they can be bacteria, they can be viruses, they can be parasites. So human beings, we don't need to go in details. There are some people, everybody has some person in their life. They feel that that person is cause of my distress, you know. So, and this COVID pandemic is very, very applicable here. So once in one century, this kind of pandemic comes. And here all of us at this time 2020-21 we are experiencing this. So this is called adi bhautik. Again, you don't have much control over it. Then there is adi atmik. Sometimes because of your own body, adi atmik means yourself, either because of your own body or because of your own mind. So there are disease of body and mind, and various diseases of body are there. Diseases of mind, of the mind is also there. Psychological disturbances are increasing more and more. Though we are advancing scientifically, but along with that, psychological, psychiatric disorders are also increasing proportionally more. So these are various kinds of distresses, and these distresses one cannot avoid. Krishna says it will come like a cycle. Once happiness is there, once distress is there. So attitude of tolerance we have to start developing. The next is, this is very touching story of one girl, this is Vaishali Sharma. She, a manager in an orphanage called Shelter, you know. And this girl, the special thing about this girl was that she was a very, very intellectual person and very qualified. She got her business management degree from IIM Ahmedabad, and then because she actually was this orphanage, from this orphanage itself, somebody in her childhood when she was just few years old, they got and they left her at the gate of this orphanage, and she was accepted by the in charge of this orphanage, Mr. Sharad Sharma, and this person gave her surname also. So now she is called Vaishali Sharma. So because she was very much touched with the help which she got from the orphanage and how she developed in her life, she wanted to dedicate her life for cause of for maintenance and for bringing this orphanage up, you know. So she was working there, and this Sharad Sharma ji now was becoming old and almost on verge of retirement, and he was about to decide who will be the next person in charge for this orphanage. So he had very much in mind this girl Vaishali Sharma, and but in the orphanage also there was one other girl called Meghna Shah, and this Meghna was also a qualified accountant, gold medalist in a studies, and she somehow could understand that Dadaji, whom Mr. Sharma they called Dadaji, Dadaji is planning to make Vaishali as the next in charge. So she somehow became envious, and she went to Dadaji and she said that now since you are about to decide whom to make in charge, next in charge of an orphanage, it has to be done with a lot of care, and person whom you decide should be cross-examined and really, you know, you have to look into it. And then she said to Dadaji that I have seen Vaishali, every day she is hiding something. So Dadaji, is it? So we'll find out. So why Meghna said that? Because she said, I see her every day. She has one box which is in her room. She opens that box and she keeps it on her locker. And then she just locks the locker. And every day opens the lock. She opens the locker and she takes out something or she puts inside something. So I'm sure she is hiding. So Dadaji said, okay, I give you permission to investigate. So Meghna, along with the other management committee members, she went to Vaishali's room and she said that I have got orders that we want to know all your belongings, we want to check all your possessions. And she was surprised, you know, this girl Vaishali, and she looked at Dadaji, who entered a little later, and he said, let them do. So she said, okay. And then Meghna said, open your locker, we want to check that. So from that, when they opened, the small box came out, and in the box, what was there? One small teddy bear was there, which was having one eye was also broken. So she said, this is a teddy bear. When I was left at the gate of orphanage, this was only thing I carried from my previous life. And it continuously reminds me that what was my condition that time. And if this orphanage would not have accepted me, what would have been my condition in the future? So it gives me a lot of strength during my difficulties. It gives me determination. And when there is a success, it keeps me grounded. So I never forget my past. I want to remember, and I want to remain grounded, you know. So here, this quality of gratefulness, she had this attitude of gratitude. So it's very, very important. It is said that one should count their blessings, you know, at the gift of God. So one rich person, he was just traveling, and at the signal he stopped and he saw a beggar. So this rich person had a lot of financial turmoil going on in his life. But when he saw the beggar, he said, at least I am not a beggar, you know. So I thank God for that. So now this beggar, he was moving around, and he saw another crazy person who was going around. We see on footpaths, many times we see insane people moving around, you know, crazy people. So they have lost their mental balance. So this person was not wearing proper clothes. He was dirty and quite insane. So beggar said that he was thinking, at least I'm better than this insane person, though I may not have proper food to eat or place to stay, but at least I'm not crazy in my mind. Now, crazy person, he had some sense. So he was realizing sometimes when he would come out of those crazy episodes, he would realize that something wrong is there. So once he saw a sick man person going in ambulance, so he said, at least though I am get crazy episodes, but at least I am have a fit body, you know. So I'm thankful to God for that. Then this sick person, when he was in ambulance, he entered the hospital, and as soon as he was from the gate, he was entering hospital, from gate on another side a dead body was coming out. So sick man person said, at least I'm not well, but at least I have not died. I'm alive somehow, and I will get treatment. I will get better. So now think come to the sick man is also again grateful to God. Now dead person. So dead person cannot be grateful to anybody. So if we have got a spark of life, we should be grateful. The moral of the story is that. So if we attitude this gratefulness and include in our life, it will really make us overcome our distressful situation. The saying said that poor old movie song is, you know, दुनिया में कितना गम है, मेरा गम कितना कम है, औरों का गम देखा तो मैं अपना गम भूल गया. दिस वॉज अ फेमस सॉन्ग इन द 70s 60s. सो दीज आर द थिंग्स. एंड ऑल्सो अनदर वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वालिटी टू डेवलप इज अ क्वालिटी ऑफ फेथ. सो इन किंगडम ऑफ किंग अशोक देर वॉज वन कमांडर. सो दिस कमांडर he was commander of the army, so he had very stout and very strong body, very impressive demeanor, you know. Wherever he will pass through, people will just look at him, the heads will turn, you know. Nowadays if some beautiful person goes around, our heads turn, impressive. So similarly, when he would pass through, the heads will turn and people will naturally give him respect looking at his attire and his demeanor. So once he was crossing a river with his wife, and they were middle in the middle, and a storm started. So and then boat really started shaking. So he was sitting very cool, but wife was getting quite restless, and storm continued for quite a while. So wife now started screaming that, what is happening? You do something, otherwise we are going to die. And she really started screaming. And then it reached a point where she was completely disturbed. So that time, what this commander did, he literally jumped on her. He took out the sword from that cover which he was carrying on his waist, and he put that sword on her neck, almost on the neck, near the skin, you know. And the wife was completely shocked. And she was screaming, howling. Suddenly she became quiet. And now the commander said that, what do you think? What I'll do with you? Are you afraid? I've kept my sword on your neck now. So wife said that, no, if it is in your hand, I do not mind. Because I know that you love me. So, and you always protect me, so I am not afraid. So commander, he removed the sword and he is trying to explain his wife that, see, yes, that is my duty to protect you as a husband, and I will always do my best. But right now the situation is out of our control. And in this situation, if you panic, then we will lose, we have to think how to come over this crisis. And if you panic, you'll not be able to think in a right way. So you do not panic, and we will, if you panic and you are disturbed, you'll not be able to float. When if we are, by chance, if we are out of the boat, then we have to float and save ourselves. So don't panic in this situation and have a faith. So many times what happens, our mind has a capacity of really make a small problem a big issue, you know. So most of the time problems are, the how big is your problem is a very subjective thing. So it, the mind has that capacity to magnify the issues, you know. Small problems, it's really magnified. So the what, how to overcome this kind of distressful situation is, first we have to accept it. We have to accept, yes, this situation is come. If we are in a denial phase, and how such thing can happen to me, if we are always in those kind of mode, then it is not going to help. So first we have to accept, yes, this situation, and I have to deal with it. There is no escape. Second is that you have to adjust. Make some adjustment during those situations. It is said that it is better to bend than a break. And life is not always a win or lose competition. From our childhood, unfortunately, from our schools, that is fed in our mind, you know, that you have to be competitive and you should be always try to become first. But no, the person in a class of 30 students, person who comes first and person who comes last, they both live life, they can live life peacefully. There is no problem. Some one person might have less material facilities, other person may get more facilities. But living life is not an issue. So life is not always a win or lose competition. We have to come out of that kind of thinking. And last is that if we develop spiritual wisdom, then we will transcend these things. So suppose you want to cook a dish. Suppose you want to cook pasta. So nowadays, if you don't know cooking, there are a lot of facilities is there. On YouTube, hundreds of videos will be there. And if you just exactly follow those recipes, all proportions, all ingredients you use properly, follow the instructions properly, it will come out and it will be tasty. So previously, 20-30 years ago, this facilities were not there. When I got married, I did not know much cooking. So many dishes I learned from my mother-in-law. Otherwise, there was no other way to learn those kinds of dishes. So the recipe, if you want to be successful like making a dish, then you have to follow the guidelines, ingredients, proportions, everything. So for happiness is also there is a recipe. What is recipe for the happiness? Happy, there is a formula actually. Happiness is equal to reality minus expectations. So we have to start understanding what is reality and what are our they don't exist. Sometimes some expectations are there, they don't exist and we still want to expect it. So that is a formula. If you want to be happy, start accepting the reality. And regarding this, there is a wonderful story given in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, not many may be knowing that Krishna, just like Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, like that another Gita Krishna spoke to Uddhav. So that is called Uddhav Gita. And in Uddhav Gita, Krishna is telling Uddhav that there is a very interesting story of one sannyasi I would like to tell you. So this sannyasi, he was originally a Brahmin in Avanti Desh. And though he was Brahmin, he was very much involved in commerce and he had a business and he was earning a lot of money and having good life. He was controlling people around, you know. But the problem with him was that even though he was Brahmin, he would not follow any religious activities, any religious procedures, nor he would want, though he had a lot of opulence, but he will not enjoy. He was very, very miser. You know, we say kanjus. So he was that kind of person. And he would not enjoy, he will not let his family members enjoy. And he was always prone to anger, you know, little bit provocation, he would just fire people. So, because he had lot of money, people had to be around him and they were dependent on him. So even though they were staying with him, but none of them were actually loving him. They were just out of duty, they were doing things. But as time passed, he lost all his opulence. Some money was stolen by thieves, some money was stolen by some relatives, some money was stolen by subservients. some money was taken away by the government, and at the end, after some time, he was left with nothing and he became pauper. So now the people who were staying with him, his family members, his wife, children, in-laws, friends, all these people, because they did not love him, but now he didn't have money also, they left him totally alone. And now he had nowhere to go. And suddenly he realized that what he has done. And now he started meditating himself and he started retrospectively thinking, how did he live his life? And then he was thinking that what is a... and then he said, okay, now I do not want to... whatever is done, past is there, and I did a lot of mistakes, and I did not follow any religious principles, and I did not follow any Vedic guidelines, and which should be ideally done as a Brahmana. But I did not do my duties properly. But anyways, whatever it is, now everybody has left me, and now my age is quite old, and I would just want to become a mendicant, a saint, and live my life. I do not want to again acquire those things. So he became very renounced actually. And then this Avanti Brahman, he started meditating, and then he started going to different cities and villages. And how he would survive? He would just beg something from people and he would survive. And he had very dirty clothes. His demeanor was very dirty looking. So his appearance was such that people would think he's a madman. And he would take, often he would take a vow of silence, mourn. So people would think that, and sometimes because he would not answer people from where you have come, wherever you would go, people will ask, and then people would become suspicious about it. Some people would think that he's a thief and they would start beating him up. But then some people would throw stones at him. So he was going through a lot of distress actually. But in his mind, he was thinking that, are these people cause of my distress? No. Nobody can be cause of my happiness and distress. It is only my mind which makes me think that this person is cause of, or this situation is a cause of my happiness, or this situation is cause of my distress. So mind is a very powerful. It controls all our senses, he is thinking. And it is stronger than strongest. And when mind comes in contact with these modes of material nature, we know there is a sattva-gun, rajogun and tamogun. When our mind, it comes in contact with three modes of nature, we do various kind of activities depending on the what is that mode of nature. So he said, this is mind making me all the do all these things, and if I have to simply control, subdue my mind, and that should be my goal. So this was his meditation. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna tells, in last chapter, after speaking whole Bhagavad Gita, in last chapter, Krishna is telling Arjun, there are three types of happiness. Now, happiness also, we don't know that there are three kinds of happiness, you know. So, there is happiness in mode of goodness, Krishna is telling, there is happiness in mode of passion, and there is happiness in mode of goodness. So what are these happiness? Krishna himself is describing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, after speaking whole science of self-realization in Bhagavad Gita, now Krishna is describing about happiness. So he's saying happiness, which is like it is poison in the beginning, but nectar in the end, is called happiness in mode of goodness. The happiness, those activities, which is like a nectar in beginning and poison in the end, that is happiness in mode of passion. And some activities, they don't give you happiness in beginning also, and they don't give you happiness in the end also. Those kind of activities are called activities in mode of ignorance, you know. So how to understand this? Prabhupada explains this. Prabhupada gives an example. So there was one saint, he was going through a kingdom. Now what does generally a saint or sadhu or sannyasi do? they go, they visit various places, that is their occupational duty. A sadhu or saint is supposed to go at various places and inspire people about spiritual practices in their life and inspire people to go closer to God. So this saint was doing those activities. He was passing through a kingdom and he met various kind of people. And whenever any sadhu comes, what India, especially in India, what we do immediately, sadhu aba ashirvad do. So like many people would come to take his blessings, you know. So he was giving blessings to people. And one hunter came. He said, please give me blessings. So sadhu, he gave blessings. You should not live also and you should not die also. The next person came was prince. So prince, when he came for blessings, he told prince, you should only live, please don't die. Then he came across one brahmachari who was living in temple, having a lot of austerities and trying to engage in service of God. So sadhuji, he gave blessings to this brahmachari, you should immediately die. And then sadhu, he met another devotee of Lord Krishna and saint. And he said, you live or die, na jivova, na marova, no difference, you know. So how to understand? So Prabhupada explains. So the hunter, his life, what kind of life he's living? He's killing innocent animals, actually. And there are, if we go according to law of karmas, then if you are killing animals, not once, but whole your life, then what kind of sinful activities you are gathering and how you are going to suffer in the hell. So while he is killing animals also, it is very hellish. Actually, it is not a very pleasant sight, you know. When animal is dying, he is crying, the blood is flowing, the whole atmosphere is very negative, the scene is also very negative. So Sadhu Mahatma told, you don't die, because if you die, you will go to hellish planets and you are going to suffer like hell. And by living also, you are actually not living a good life. So do not die, do not live. Then prince, how to understand? He said, you please don't die, you just live. So prince, right now, what is the condition, position of a prince? They are simply enjoying. They, you know, prince, especially when he's prince, he has not much responsibility. So much opulence is there. People are there to serve. There is no dearth of anything. Simply enjoying. And then in future, he'll become king. And when a person becomes king, when person is a leader and there are people under him, and a leader is responsible for a certain percentage of karmas of people under him, you know. So if the people under a king in the kingdom, they do past activities, king also gets a share of the past activities. But if they do sinful activities, king also gets a share of sinful activities. So he told prince that your living is only good. After you die, after enjoying so much, you might suffer for sinful activities of your kingdom people, you know. So you should only live. Brahmachari, right now, his life is like a poison, you know. Many times when we devotees meet friends or outside people, they tell us, what kind of life you are living? You are not eating tea, coffee, no intoxication and or regulative principles, then what is fun in life, you know? So this is like a poison. Matlab kuch majha hi nahi hai life mein. Like that. So, like that brahmachari also, his life was, he would sleep on the floor, eat very simple food, and always engaged in service of God. So, the fruit of that, what he is going to get is heavenly planets in serving Lord Krishna in Golok Dham further. So, his blessing was that he got was immediately you should die, because now his life is full of difficulties, you know. He's doing tapasya, his body is facing a lot of uncomfortable situations. So immediately you should die and get rid of this, and you will immediately go to Vaikuntha, where there is no distress. This material world is called Kuntha, and that is called spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita actually has described what is the condition of this material world. Just like if you want to go and buy a washing machine. So I had a washing machine. Initially it worked for 15 years and then it got spoiled and I had to purchase another washing machine. That second washing machine, it lasted for 4 or 5 years and got totally spoiled. So I went to purchase a third washing machine, you know. So I told in the shop to the salesman that please show me a good washing machine will last long. So he said, madam, nowadays washing machines don't last long, you know. They are made in such a way that they'll get spoiled. Their life is only 5 to 6 years. After that, you don't expect. You'll have to buy a new one. Similarly, mobile phones also, they are made in such a way after 2-3 years, some functions have a problem and you have to buy. So this is a make of washing machine. It is made to work only for 5 to 6 years and then throw away. So similarly, what is the make of this material world? What is the characteristics of the material world? The Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is telling, Mam upetyati kaunteya. Mam upetya punarjanma. He's telling, we are taking birth in this world again and again. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Mam upetya punarjanma. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Napnuvanti mahatmanam. Samsiddhim paramam gatim. So he's saying that person who has achieved highest goal in life, he's a great soul. And he achieves me and he doesn't have to come back to this world which is full of misery, dukkhalaya or shashwat, and which is temporary. Dukkhalaya. Krishna himself is telling that this world is full of misery. That is a make of this material world. That's how it is made in design in such a way that people have to face unhappiness or distress in this world. So just like we say library is called Vachanalaya, you know, where people will go and read things. So, and toilets are called Shauchalaya, where we go and pass. So like that, this material world, Krishna is telling, is Dukhalaya, means where there is a Dukh. You know, he is not telling that Sukhalaya. Krishna is not telling this world is Sukhalaya. That is make of the material world. So, saint is giving this blessing to Brahmachari that you immediately die and you will attain Vaikuntha. And then he came to saint, who is devotee of Lord Krishna, who is totally busy in performing devotional service. You know, he is worshipping Krishna, he is making bhoga for Krishna, he is offering aarti to Krishna, he is always thinking about Krishna, he is always hearing about pastimes of Krishna. So saint told him that for you no difference whether you live or die, because when devotee is living, he is enjoying, and after he dies also he is going to enjoy, he is going to return back to Godhead and he is too going to enjoy there also. So Srila Prabhupada, at an age of 70 years, he went to western countries and there he met hippies. Hippies means what was the thing? Like we are taught, no, that if you have money, if you have good house, if you have car, then you will be happy. But when Srila Prabhupada reached in mid-60s, 1960s to USA, there were big crowds of young people who had turned hippies. They were searching for happiness somewhere. They already had these facilities and opulence, but they were not finding happiness in that, and they were addicted. And they had made a separate community of themselves called hippies. So when Prabhupada went and he came in contact with some hippies, and Prabhupada taught them how to become, Prabhupada actually made them devotees. And so it was told that now hippies have become happies. because they are literally enjoying now. So some person asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, we are now serving Krishna, doing so much devotional service, but at the end of life, suppose if we come to know there is nothing like Krishna, you know, then what happens? Prabhupada said, there is no worry, because otherwise also you are not missing anything. We are simply enjoying, you know, we are chanting, we are dancing, we are having very, very tasty prasad, and we are having association of very good people. So what more you need in the life, you know, you are enjoying your life. So saint is telling devotee that you live or die, no difference. So finally, it is Krishna who is telling the happiness in mode of goodness. So if we want to have a long-lasting happiness in our life, then we have to come in, practice it in mode of goodness. And what is happiness in mode of goodness? How can we achieve it? By connecting ourselves to our inner self. So one French philosopher, he said that we are not human beings with spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings with human experience. What does that mean? That we are human beings with, not human beings, but we are spiritual beings having a human form right now. And same philosophy is told in Bhagavad Gita. There, we are made of two, our make is made of two components. We have a body which is external. You know, every various kinds of bodies are there. Fat, thin, ugly, beautiful, dark color, light color. So various kinds of bodies are there. And something is inner self, which is driving force of our body. That is called spirit soul. And we have to connect with that. Our bodies, external bodies of all of us may be different, but the spirit soul of each and every living entity has the same quality. And what is that same quality? Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda means soul is eternal, soul is full of knowledge, and soul is full of bliss. Soul is always full of happiness. And this is the reason, because our inner self, our spiritual self, is supposed to be full of happiness, we are searching for happiness all the time, everywhere. That is the reason. But we don't know where exactly to search for the real happiness. So, Krishna is telling, better to get connected ourselves with our spiritual inner being. And how to connect ourselves? By having spiritual practices, regular spiritual practices in our life. So, which are these regular practices which are advised? This is chanting the holy name, hearing about the philosophy of spiritual philosophy, and associate with those people who are practicing the same things. So when there is a plant, so if you have a garden and if you experience, you have a plant, so it needs everyday watering. Just watering is not enough. It also needs a fertilizer. And just water and fertilizer is also not enough. It also needs the sunlight. So watering is like chanting the holy name. Every day it has to be done. If you skip, then there is a problem. The health of the plant will get disturbed, you know. Then, just watering is not enough. Every few days some fertilizer, it needs some food also, plant. So that food is philosophy, spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge which is available in various Vedic scriptures, in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. What does this spiritual knowledge do? It makes us think in that direction. From childhood, our mind is made to think that your happiness lies in this, but the actual spiritual knowledge will again reprogram our mind that what is your inner self, what is your body, what is the goal of your life. And sunlight is like association of those who are having similar spiritual practices. Because if you try to do alone, sometimes it may be difficult. But if you are having association of like-minded people, then it will become easy. So if we are able to connect ourselves with our inner spirit self, spiritual self, then what will happen? Happiness will come, distress will come in our life. Just like Krishna is saying, it is like a cycle, you know, after happiness, distress, after distress, happiness. So when distressful situation comes, that point, we will not feel that this situation is so horrible and I have to simply tolerate. In fact, if our mind is in proper, if we are in proper frame of mind, spiritual frame of mind, then same situation, we will look for opportunity to advance on spiritual path, and which will ultimately lead to a real and permanent everlasting happiness. So here I would like to put a full stop. So summary, we'll discuss today various kind of people have different nature. They find their, try to find happiness in different things. Then we also discussed about what is our mind has a three component. It is a function of thinking, feeling and willing. Then we discussed about the developing right attitudes in life, developing attitude of tolerance, developing attitude of gratitude, developing faith in the plan of God for us. And develop ourselves, connect ourselves with a spiritual being within. And that will complete our search for happiness if we are able to do that. So, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, there are various books are available, so much association is available, and we have to simply make use of it and take benefit from that. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your wonderful audience and being so patiently listening to what I had to tell you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thanks a ton, Mataji, for such an insightful session. So let us all loudly chant Hari Bol thrice for thanking Mataji. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Mataji, you have given really perfect examples which has made it so easy to take out the learnings from the entire session. So just to summarize the few points that I took out from the session is that life is a cycle of happiness and distress. You can't expect to be happy always. So learn to face and not to escape the situation. And also we learned the formula for happiness, that is happiness is equal to reality minus expectations. It's not necessary all your expectations will always be fulfilled. So you have to have the acceptance and make the adjustments and also have the spiritual wisdom to deal with all with the situations in the life. Thank you so much, Madhuri. It was really wonderful having you and it was a great learning to hear the session today. Thank you so much. So, now let us all have a short kirtan and welcome Shikha again to end our today's session. Hari Bol, Shikha. I think there is some network.
Hari Bol.
Can we have a short kirtan and end the session? Thank you.
Let's try. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama,
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Shikhan. We are really, it was a really, really energetic kirtan and a perfect end to today's session. Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us today for the session, and we'll keep you posted for our next Chetna for coming August very soon. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you. Hare Krishna.